Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Gary, I know we're outside of the Hyatt Regency here in downtown Buffalo, but obviously Workers United has been a staple of the Western New York community for employees of certain companies, businesses around the region here. Just when it comes to the wider aspect of unionization efforts, I mean, how has union push helped workers here locally in terms of getting what they're hoping to achieve?
Yeah, you know, our union, Workers United in Upstate, you know, we have this philosophy, to pour resources into new member organizing. Many unions, you know, which understandably with limited resources, right? But I understand where, spend their money and prioritize with existing membership and existing contracts, which is extremely important in what we do, the organization. But with new organizing and new members, I mean, private sector unionization is so low. And you see in Buffalo, these workers, they want a union. They just need the support, the assistance, and the backing of a union. So we have been proud in a lot of successful campaigns in the last few years in Buffalo. We're going to keep continuing, and we've gotten first contracts at places, and you know, gain things that no non-union worker has, right? Protections, just cause, you know, from, discipline and firings, expanded benefits and a whole host of things that, and every place is different. So every, you know, workforces prioritize what they want and they lead the bargaining and they lead those efforts in fighting for what they want in a first contract.
I know that here in Buffalo, Western New York, we've heard people always say that Buffalo's a union city, and you cover a pretty vast region, upstate New York and Vermont. Just what does that say to you in terms of when you hear Buffalo and just what comes to mind when you hear those, like, you know, city, Western New York is a union town?
I'm lucky. I think I'm proud to lead a region of the union that is in Buffalo. Historically always been pro-union, but so much community support. Many, active workers and retirees are in unions, so they know what it is. They know the benefits of it, and elected officials are very supportive of unions as well. So it's a good place to be to organize folks, but it's a lot of work too. You know, you're always up against these companies that, you know, they continue to fight it. And that's why, you know, we're calling the boycott today. There has to be accountability for employers who break the law and union bust. And that's why I think we have the support of Buffalo, and Buffalo community won't let that stand.
You mentioned that there was a couple of first contracts. I mean, what are some of the examples of the work that the unions have been able to do to get those first contracts for those that do want to unionize?
Like recent examples of places? Well, you know, like just a few years ago, you know, the Spot Coffee chain of cafes organized, although now we're on the second contract over there now, but active, you know, union membership and exciting local of really wonderful people there. The Lexington Co-op, two grocery stores here in Buffalo, organized a couple years ago. So, yeah, there's, you know, great examples of members who have come together, you know, or won their elections and are fighting for improvements every day.
Any increase in wages for unionized workers at places like Starbucks locally, at Dash's and other places?
So, well, unfortunately at Starbucks, still no first contract in place. There's like national bargaining going on because, yeah, we're so immensely proud of getting this started here in Buffalo, and then it's spread across the whole country. I think over 600 stores are unionized now. However, we have not reached a first contract yet. So hopefully, though, when we do, workers will vote on that and they will get, you know, a wage increase. But that's hasn't happened yet.
And then any worry that's going forward here just about unionized stores that are on the chopping block in terms of maybe, you know, something unfortunately happens where workers want to unionize and then all of a sudden the business is thinking otherwise about, you know, doing business, I guess I would say.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, and it's still, I've seen it so many times, but it still surprises me. It's like a saying of when you come across an owner or developer that hates unions more than making money, right? And, you know, maybe they would decide to close rather than accept an organizing campaign. That's very rare. I mean, I've seen that a couple times, but... look, we're calling the boycott because there needs to be consequences for this. And Douglas Jamal, you know, keeps, you know, he has his hand out to get public money for all his projects. And that's the thing with our union. We partner with responsible employers all the time. We want places to be successful because then our members share in that success. But we cannot let... and I think the public needs to be educated about when money is, you know, public money is given to developers like this. They turn around and do this. They fire their own workers and threaten and intimidate, all because they're just trying to exercise the right to form a union. So, I'm still hopeful that, you know, there could be a settlement and we can coexist and work together. So that's what we're here for, and we really hope Buffalo supports that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.